I've got a tough question to ask. I need you to identify two pictures and what they represent. I know you're kind of young, you may not know this, but I'm going to ask you anyways, what does this represent? Have you seen that before? No. No, looks like praying, but it isn't. Any of you like Girl Scout cookies? That's a Girl Scout emblem. Okay, that's their emblem. How about this one? Not the United States. Close, but no cigar. Huh? If this was the Girl Scouts, this would be the... Good, this is the Boy Scouts. All right. Question number two, which I'm sure you don't know, but I'm going to tell you. What's the motto of the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts? Two words. Be prepared. Be prepared. That's the motto. Be ready. Be prepared. Okay? We're coming into Advent. You know what Advent means or what we talk about during Advent? Anybody know what Advent is? No, we don't know what Advent is. It's the time preceding Christmas. It's the time we count up until the day we celebrate Christmas. Because what happens on Christmas? God's birthday. Very good. And he comes in the person of who? Jesus. All right, so we're celebrating his birthday. So during Advent, we prepare for Christmas, right? What do we do to prepare for Christmas? We put Christmas lights up, right? Put a Christmas tree up. Put the star up. What else? Decorations. Put ornaments on the tree. Buy presents. Wrap presents. Special food, right? All those things. Man, there's a lot to do to get ready for Christmas. We also need to get ready for Jesus' return because he not only came once, he's coming again. And he's going to take us right out of this world and right into heaven. How do you prepare for that when you don't know when it's coming? Because we know when Christmas is coming, right? Every year, December 25th, Christmas will be here and we'll celebrate and we can get ready. But we have no idea when Jesus is going to return. It might be soon. Who knows? We need to get ready. How do we prepare for that? We prepare for Jesus' second coming by loving him and loving others, praying to him and following him. Okay? That's how we prepare. It's nothing. We don't have to go out and buy anything. We don't have to do anything special. We just love Jesus, follow him, talk to him, pray, read his word. Yeah, those things that we should normally be doing all the time. And they'll be ready for what? For the second coming of God, Jesus, to take us to be where he is. So we need to be, what's the motto of the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts? Y'all failed. What?
Christmas.
Not Christmas, no. What is the motto of the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts?
Be
prepared. All right.